All right. So hello, everybody. Okay. So everything you think, do, believe is all making an impact. Think about how you're impacted by everybody else in different ways. I know that you all have a really heartfelt, big, profound impact to make in your own way, not somebody else's way. Mm-hmm. Remember that we don't have a lot of time to waste. I'm not a big bumper sticker person, but someone gave me Got Today a few years back. And what I loved about that bumper sticker is, I mean, that's really all you're guaranteed is today. You do it all today? No, but you can do what you can do today. And let's face it, the world needs what you have. And I want you to get out of your own way so that you can give the world even more and keep finding the more, because it's when it's truly aligned with you, because it opens you and enlivens you too. And it takes a smaller percentage of us doing that, which overflows a lot of the negativity that's happening as well. And so once you wake up and you're all very awake and very conscious, it's like your gifts are meant to be given. There's a level of being, I want to say, selfish when we're not giving our gifts. Sometimes we need to give our gifts to ourselves. Like that's our soul. Like if we're healing or something, that's our soul focus. But we need to, you know, our gifts are here and meant to be given. So it's worth it to get past our stuff to do that. So whatever's in that shadow place for you, everything that's put in the shadow is been put in by a survival pattern, a way you tried to take care of yourself, typically younger, or you might even have come in with a soul challenge around this, in order to survive. So if you have a fear of being seen, for instance, or I wrote a couple of these down. Karen, that people won't show up, for instance. And then if we dig deeper, there's some root causes in there. And we talked about the pleaser being part of that. That's something that got wired in for you and for all of you, wherever that shadow is showing up, in order to survive at typically a very young age. Or, again, it could be a soul choice and you literally brought it in with you. Okay? Here's the thing I want you to get. Is that your survival, there is none of you that your survival is threatened. You don't have bombs going off out your front door. You have enough to eat. I don't care what bills you have, but you have a roof over your head. The things that freak you out are actually first world problems. I have a friend of mine, Rusty. He's so awesome. Yeah, we were talking about our bedroom we want to build because our bedroom doesn't really have the right space and closet. And he says, I mean, you realize these are first world problems. I am very well aware. So that's our joke in our house whenever we talk about doing something. It is a first world problem. Okay, so we don't have to do it this year. Okay. So just keep it in perspective. You actually, and I don't care what money problems you think you have or debt or any of that, it's all in your head. You actually are not, most of you aren't, I mean, you're on this call, you're not suffering right now from that. You're only suffering when you're in the fear about it. Okay. So whatever you have right now that's come up as far as the shadow piece, and we're going to continue to work, just dive in and work this week in the group and work this next call on these shadow aspects. It's literally like you want to put your arm around it and bring it into the light. That's the first thing, is just recognizing it. And the second thing is to realize, I don't need this to survive. I put this in place at some level because it made sense. The young ego of a child, it makes sense to turn your light down low if you have somebody threatening you all the time. You know, you do what you need to survive. You all know how to survive. These are places that are stuck and in the dark. So first, we just want to bring them into the light. Just recognize what the shadow is. So especially this week, I want you to be really noticing. And there are some specific shadows, aspects of the shadow that go with the different archetypes, and I'm going to bring those in. But right now I want you to, first of all, notice that You don't have, this is not threatening your survival. Your survival isn't threatened, and it may have been at one time, and this was put in place because of that, but it's not a current situation. Okay, so we want to bring that into the light. Your, whatever is holding you back, this shadow piece, there's something in it for you. There's absolutely something in it for you. So right now, let's just take one aspect of the shadow that came up for you. Some of you had more than one aspect, okay?
Ouch.
And I want you to tune into it on what that aspect is, okay?
I've got a coaching call. I've got a piece.
That's good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
You can tune into it and ask, literally like you're having a conversation in it, you know, what are you trying to do for me? I know you're trying to do something really good for me. What are you trying to do for me? You just want to recognize that this is a part of you that is working hard for your good. It's just misguided because it doesn't recognize that you're a grown-up, mature, amazing woman with a lot of capabilities. It's seeing you through a lens that's stuck in the past. So you want to find out what it's trying to do for you. And Anna, if this doesn't come right up for you, I want you to really tune into, you know, whatever that is like. What's it really trying to do for you? It's typically around safety and protection in some way, or to get beloved or have some sense of empowerment. That's typically where these on a general level are. I mean, they get very much more specific for you. And just also recognize that, you know, thank you, but I don't really... You know, you are very strong, and you don't need to be in that survival aspect. So next level, there's lots of ways to clear patterns, but I want to teach you to work with the shadow as it comes up and see the empowerment in the shadow. Okay. So the next step, and this is what I want you to be working with this week around any of the shadow that's showing up for you, is you found out, you know, what it's trying to do for you. And it may not seem like it's useful now for you. So for all of you, I want you to if you weren't concerned about being safe or protected or whatever this part is trying to do for you, what would you be doing differently? If you weren't concerned about that, what would you be doing differently? So just check in with that. If you weren't, what would you be doing differently?
I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. I can't see the shadow very clearly. I can see that I didn't want to do it because it felt like it was a good idea. Then I discovered it wasn't a good idea. But I don't see the shadow part.
Yeah. Yours, you don't. So, and I would agree with you with what came up for you in that. So what is the project that you picked?
The project I picked is to finish the 21-day procrastination program.
Okay, gotcha. And then, what was the actual block that came up?
The block was, I didn't see it as having a value. We actually had a group call about this.
I remember this, yeah.
And it was like, the consensus was, well, you just have to finish it. And I honestly just didn't want to just finish it. I was excited about it, but then it lost its purpose, and then I didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, and I remember talking to you about, like, don't do it, because it didn't have a purpose to it.
But I had to because I've got six people who are expecting it. So I have to finish it for that reason.
Gotcha. So if this isn't a really great example for you because you don't have this isn't a big juicy one for you, meaning that as far as there being a lot of shadow in there, okay? The rescuer, when you bumped into the rescuer, that's a big shadow pattern.
Okay, yeah, I can see that one. Yeah.
Okay, that's a big shadow. So, and you're working with that, but there's some more work to do with the rescuer. So, and for our purposes in just learning about the shadow, I would just tune into the rescuer.
Okay. I can do that.
And I'm going to give you some specific coaching around that in the forum. Okay. About the 21, but just tune into the rescuer. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Because thank you for speaking up. So if you tune into the rescuer and you can find out, you know, what the rescuer has been wanting to do for you. And you can embrace the rescuer for that. And if you weren't, and then for everybody, if you weren't if the shadow wasn't having an impact on you, what would you be doing differently? Do you see just like, I loved that how you all just, when you tune into that, there's a piece of that that feels risky, doesn't it? Like you'd be doing that differently. And at the same time, that is the golden door. It is the golden door. So we want to take the risk, as much of the risk factor out as possible. So what I want to invite you to do this week, okay, and we'll do whatever we need to in the forum around this, and I'll probably get on and be talking to you live there too, is that empowered part of yourself. So there's a gap still for most of you, even I'm tuning into everybody, even if you're not on this call, between what you would be doing differently, you know, that risk factor, that's even though you know it, you know, and know what the shadow is and know how you could be more empowered. So what I want you to do in order to put your arm around the shadow and show the shadow who you are today and what you're capable of today, I don't want you to have to go over the high jump. It's hard to just jump and go over the high jump, because even we think we're kind of done that and we miss some parts of it. It's like when I teach balancing poses in yoga, I slow it down so everyone moves 1 inch at a time, because everyone has a gap that they jump over, and then either they make it or they don't make it, and they don't reliably make it. So I want you to go step by step and really show this week your this part of your shadow, how you are already skillful in this area. So I don't want you to take the high jump. It's like I want you to grow. We sometimes do this in a shifting pattern, but I want you to know how to do this for yourselves. It's like you want to show this part of you who you are today, and that you have the capacity actually to do this other thing that's a little bit of a stretch for you. So, for instance, if I'm just going to use Tanya around being, you know, if getting past the rescuer, I would just really be bringing it conscious and, you know, all the ways that you're practicing not being a rescuer, the flip side of that. And you're going to, at everyone, at a certain point, you're going to bump up into, oh, there's the spot I want to take the jump, the leap into. And we're going to work with that spot. But the leap isn't going to be a leap when you get the rest of you up to speed. I'm not going to just leave you with this and leave this hanging. I really want to keep finding ways. So trust me on that, okay? I want to find ways to, I want to teach you ways. I know ways. I want to teach you ways to bring that, all the parts in the shadow, into the light. Get them up to speed with you so that you, even if you see a shadow piece of yourself show up, it's like, I had this happen over the weekend. My perfectionism showed up, and it actually was connected again, kind of to this, what I was talking to you about before, like, who are you? Oh, I didn't finish that story. Well, who are you to know? And I've been through this. I've always known some things. I came in knowing some things. You all have come in knowing. So, and I've been put in a position to transmit those things. And every once in a while, when I make a stretch, I'm bumped up against, oh, well, who are you to know? And I have to put my arm around myself, around that part of myself. And I have to remind myself, okay, I know what I do know, and I know where it comes from. And it's not the little me, it's the big me, which is connected to the we that we all are. And I just need to get out of the way. So, you know, God can do God's work through me. But I have to remind myself of that once in a while. And I have to kind of show myself again. So, oh yeah. I don't have to already know. And if I try to do it from here and know, I can't access this vault, this amazing body of everything I could need as far as information, inspiration, sustenance in any level that I need. So show yourself your superpowers. One of the best ways to do that is, again, go back to your, I want you to make sure you flesh out your high value gifts. Your high value gifts are the bridge between the light and shadow side of your archetypes. It's much easier to be in one of your high value gifts. Like, for instance, the great nurturer, the martyr is one of the shadow sides. And overgiving is one of the shadow sides on the nurturer. So, but one of the high value gifts maybe of, and everyone has their own, of the nurturer is like the quintessential gift is being able to give someone exactly what they need in order to grow. Not to grow for them, but to give them the nourishment, whatever that may be, that they need in order to grow.